Welcome to Motivational Minute, the podcast designed to help you reach and teach each of your students. I am your host, Rochelle Wooten. I give you the gift of these four words. I believe in you. This is the final segment of a three-part series on rigor, relevance, and relationships. This segment will focus on relationships. You may have seen this sign before. I've seen it in our librarian's office. But it's amazing how far-reaching those few words can go. And these four words make up the cornerstone of any good teacher-student relationship. Interestingly, though, you don't want to be strong on relationship and weak on rigor and relevance. When we do that, we have kids who like us, but they haven't learned anything. So we must balance rigor and relevance on the fulcrum of relationships. We're building a strong teacher-student relationship when we take interest in them, their lives, and their interests. We will need that strong connection to encourage them when a task becomes difficult, to forgive them when they've had a bad day, to celebrate with them when they are successful. Sure, we have paperwork, deadlines, assessments, and benchmarks to meet, but none of that will prove effective with a weak teacher-student relationship. Let's remember, we teach students, not subjects. I'm Rochelle Wooten, and this has been your Motivational Minute.